This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today. And joining alongside me is the bodyguard of the Movie Podcast.
Oh, okay.
We thought it was Anthony, but it's not. No. It's actually secretly you.
Secretly me.
Yeah, we just sent Anthony out first.
Yeah,
Anthony, go
they
weaken them.
Through him easily.
They pass through him easily.
Yeah, they just cut right through him.
Like the sheet of paper
yeah.
he is.
Yeah. Like just the most limber tree possible.
And they come right to you and then they stop.
Yeah.
And they stop you.
We made a mistake.
Yeah.
We didn't realize you were cool like that.
No.
But let's tell the audience, Daniel, first, what you initially said about me when we did our first recording of this. You said, to the man I like to roadhouse kick.
To the man I like to roadhouse kick. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't start the episode with it, but I'm still glad that we did now.
Oh, yeah. So, I just want the audience to be aware of the violence that you, because you put on a squeaky clean image, but the truth is,
I mean,
you're a maniac.
The first take is always...
you're like Jake Gyllenhaal in this movie.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a nice guy, but I'll also kill you.
Don't make me angry.
Of course, the film we are talking about today is Roadhouse. This is a remake and a reimagining of the film from 1989 of the same name, but this time directed by Doug Liman.
Yeah.
Someone that we're big fans of here on the Movie Podcast. What a extensive film history he has. But we have a special guest joining us today. Someone that we've been a big fan of for, I would say, the last 3 or 4 years.
Definitely.
They've been popping up in films and just really stealing the show for us.
Yeah.
Joining us on the Movie Podcast today, one of the stars of Roadhouse, it's Daniela Melchior. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, man. It's so cool because we fell in love with her absolutely when we watched The Suicide Squad. She was a scene stealer in every scene that she was in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she is the heart of that film.
The heart of that movie.
When you think of the ending of The Suicide Squad and you have, again, of all the scenes too, it's like when she's calling all the rats across the city.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful moment. And even my dad, who I went to go watch that film with after we saw it, my dad, who is petrified of rats, terrified, absolutely terrified, he was like, that was a really nice scene. That was a really nice scene.
Behind his hands, covering his eyes.
Yeah, he's like, that was a really nice scene. And what's fun for me, and like, she's Portuguese.
Yeah.
We don't really get to speak to too many Portuguese actors or actresses.
By choice. I have it extensively in my contract that the only Portuguese we'll have is you.
Yeah, on the show. I'm the Portuguese, as they call me, because it's singular, and then if it's plural, it's Portuguese.
You're not wrong.
That's how it goes. We should have asked her about this. But I did. If you do watch the video version of this interview,
yeah,
I did come representing. Shay didn't even recognize me.
I'll be honest, man. I don't see you often wear like Portuguese gear, is what they call it, right?
Yeah.
And you walked in, and I didn't know if you knew English.
Yeah, it was the Portuguese drip.
You look like when I was in Portugal, you look like every uncle that I saw there.
Yeah, that's my goal to be a Tio Daniel.
Is that a soccer reference, like a football reference? That's my goal.
No, but it was cool, and I think she's such a lovely person. You're going to hear in this interview that she's just so passionate about the work that she does, and you know, hearing her talk about like working with people like Doug Liman and James Gunn, I think that's really, really cool. And if you want to watch Roadhouse, it is going to be debuting on Prime Video. Shout out to them. Thank you for letting us watch the film.
Yeah.
And for inviting us to do this interview. It's going to be available to watch on Prime Video on March
21st.
You heard it here first. March 21st.
That's your Portuguese accent, right?
No, that was my Florida accent a little bit.
My Portuguese Florida accent.
God, what was it a Portuguese Florida accent sound like?
I mean, you give it a shot.
Portuguese.
When you've been on the internet for too long.
My goodness. Oh, of course, boy. This is the movie podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week. We have some incredible interviews and reviews and opportunities happening this month and going into April. You want to stay here. You're already in the best place for film and entertainment. You don't want to go anywhere.
No, don't.
Just hang out with us.
Yeah.
Stay here. And if you have a couple bucks to toss your way, if you want to help us keep the lights and the mics on here at the movie podcast.
Do you want to get Daniel another Portuguese jersey?
Yeah. We're just funding my habit at this point. Funding the heritage. If you want to support us that way or subscribe on Apple Podcast, make sure you do so. Everything you need to know is in the show notes below. You can check out our Patreon and all of that fun stuff. Join us on Discord. Watch us on YouTube. Wherever you are, the movie podcast is there. And let's get right into it.
That sounds a little scary, I'll be honest with you. Wherever you are, the movie podcast is there. It sounds cool, but also like, why are we there?
We're
sleeping right now.
Why are we there? But we're there for you.
We're there for
you. If you need us, the movie podcast is there.
Yeah, we're like handymen.
Right? Like if you go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And you want to have like the sound of me or Shay or Anthony in your ear.
Oh, but are we torturing them for secrets?
you can just play it normally, or you could play it in like double speed or in half speed if you want to have a really fun experience.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun things that you could do.
Yeah.
But of course, let's get right to the heart and soul of this episode. Please welcome Daniela Melchior to the movie podcast.
Hello.
How are you doing, Daniela?
I'm great. And you guys?
We're doing so great. We're so excited to be talking with you. We are such huge fans of yours. And
thank you.
There's so many things that we could talk about. I know we're going to keep it to the Roadhouse today. But how has the last few days been? You guys got to premiere this at South by Southwest. You got to have a great reaction from the audience there. What's it been like for you guys going through this the last few days?
It's been amazing, especially because when I had my first international big movie, The Suicide Squad, coming out, it happened during the pandemic. So I felt that I didn't have the opportunity to have like this type of experience, like a press tour and everything, and be able to meet the fans at the moment that the movie is being released, you know. So this has been amazing, and to be able to watch the movie in the same room as most of the cast and to watch also the reaction of the audience, it was so much fun.
That's exactly what we were thinking when we were coming into this. I'm like, yeah, when The Suicide Squad came out, which is a film that, you know, we absolutely adore.
We love it.
You are so incredible in that
film. Thank you.
We're like, yeah, like that came out in a time where we were all at home, and
yeah,
and now we get to celebrate and have a film like this come out at a festival. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's special. Yeah.
Obviously, the first Roadhouse film, you know, it's such an iconic movie. Mm. What was it that most excited you about working with Doug Liman to kind of reintroduce this vision to the world?
Just the act of braveness to do his take on it, it's admirable. And for me, I've always been a fan of his work. And it's been like a dream. Most of my career now, I wouldn't believe if somebody would tell me a few years ago that I would be working with directors like James Gunn, like Doug Liman, I wouldn't believe. And it's been amazing. He's so talented, and he has such a particular way of telling stories and making action movies. Yeah, I couldn't be prouder. More proud. Sorry for my English.
Oh my gosh. No, both works.
Okay.
Both works. Well, that's great.
Nice to be learning with you guys.
And I think that's what was so interesting when, you know, when you got that first trailer, like, wow, like, this looks really cool. And Jake Gyllenhaal is so ripped and buff in this film. And you two have a really fun first meeting in the movie. Uh-huh. Do you remember what it was like when you met Jake for the first time?
I did. So the first contact that we had was via Zoom. I was still shooting Fast X in London, and we had this Zoom just to meet him. I already knew Doug and Joel Silver, the producer, and we had a Zoom before where I read a few scenes, because the character wasn't supposed to be from Portugal at all. Maybe it would be a little bit older. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be the obvious choice. But after that Zoom with the director and the producer, they were like, okay, yeah, this is it. But then it was like, hold on, just let's put Jake on the mix just to see how it goes. And it was amazing. And now it's not a secret anymore. But it was the first time that I felt starstruck by anyone, really. I don't know how or why, because I've been working with gigantic names as well, and I've been feeling, by the way, I just noticed your t-shirt, amazing, Portugal. Oh, yeah. So nice. and I never had those feelings of like being starstruck, you know, being nervous. And with him, I don't know why, as soon as I opened the Zoom link, my face muscles started, like, I was smiling, I was feeling like my cheeks doing this, and I was like, what's happening? But it was something like, on the day before, I watched a video that he did with Vanity Fair, breaking down his career. So I never read the, like, news or gossip about actors in general, but that video was the video that made me think, like, I'm very curious to meet this artist, you know, and this actor. So one thing is to work with people, but keeping the distance on not reading about them, not searching about them. Because I saw that video, I was intrigued. So then when I talked with him for the first time, I had that on in the back of my mind of like, okay, this actor is interesting. I want to get to know more.
Yeah, and you two have such a wonderful chemistry, and the scenes you have together in this film, especially, like, how could you not, you know, fall in love with one another in a location like that with this, the beautiful beach and the weather, and you, it's just so natural on screen with both of you. It's really nice.
Yeah, nice to hear that, because at the same time, the storyline, at least for both of us, it doesn't go in an obvious way, you know, and it doesn't have an obvious ending, so it's easy to feel. That it in Portuguese we say that it tastes like not enough. But at the same time, there's space for a sequel. I've been hearing about it, so maybe it was nice that it ended that way for Ellie and Dalton.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Like you said, you get to shoot in this beautiful, luscious, you know, Dominican Republic. You're constantly out in the water by the boat.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? You know, what were those days being on a boat like?
It was amazing. I've been calling it a workation, because whenever we weren't shooting, we were just like by the beach all together. We were in different hotels, but on the same street in the same area. So whenever we weren't shooting, we would meet up at the same beach during weekends, or at Friday night we would go all to the same liquor store that had like music and everything. And I mean, the sense of community that you can see in Roadhouse, in that city that everyone knows everyone, we had that during the shooting with the crew, production, the cast, and everyone. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's so nice. And I think that's something that really shined in the movie for us. Or like, it feels like these people all know each other, especially with the different music acts coming in. Like, you would get why people would want to go hang out there for the music. And
yeah, and you feel that on both sides. Even with the villains in this movie, there's like this weird camaraderie that all of you have. Like,
yeah,
all the bad guys and the good guys to all feel like friends and family. It's
yeah,
so fun.
Because they grew up together, you know. All those little bad minions of Brandt, you know. Like, yeah, they're bad guys and they're like outsiders, I would say. But at the same time, they all grew up together, so we already know and see through each other.
We wanted to ask you, you know, you have this great scene in the film on the boat when the water started to pour, and it feels very Titanic, where like you're trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like shooting that sequence? Because it was a really fun sequence to watch.
It was interesting because that wasn't on an actual boat, that was on a water tank, but We had everything, but instead of a boat in the outside, it was like this gigantic water tank or swimming pool full of water. One fun fact, that window that I'm trying to break, it's unbreakable. So it never broke.
That's how strong you are.
Yeah, so imagine... No. But imagine shooting that scene for a couple hours, and I was just like... So what you see, that was the real... Like, I was really making the effort. That was real. Because that never broke.
You're saying that Jake could not have broken that window. Only you could have.
Not even me. I think that what happens in the movie, it's something something by itself breaks or something. Because whenever...
In, right?
So the guy that shows up with a gun, it's Steve Brown, our fight coordinator. And whenever he shows up and we both look at him, the glass breaks by itself. So right. Neither of us is strong enough to break it. But yeah, but the fun fact, I was trying to break it for a couple of hours, but that material simply wouldn't... Yeah.
That's fantastic. Daniela, thank you so much for your time. You're so wonderful. We cannot wait to see what you get to work on next. And I really hope we get to talk to you again.
Thank you. Me too.